Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, number 193, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to memory 193 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I'm back! So did you guys miss me? I ran into a problem with my plans. I intended to get my next memory out 2 weeks after my last one, but instead I, just basically sprinted right up to my Disney cruise. Yep, that's right, a Disney cruise, and it was awesome! Don't worry, I did bring microphones, so I'll have more on that coming up. But for now, let's get back to our park hopping day at Walt Disney World, shall we? It's a very warm summer morning in Florida. If you remember last time, we made our way up Main Street, USA, turned left on the other side of Cinderella's Castle, and then quickly through the queue onto Peter Pan's flight. We had problems getting into the park originally, but our day is definitely improving now. However, we still don't know where we want to spend most of our day. After we got off of Peter Pan's flight, we had a quick family meeting as we walked to Frontierland and came to the conclusion that three parks in one day is not what we want to really spend our day doing, but instead, we are going to limit our day to just two, morning in the Magic Kingdom, and then we'll finish the day at Epcot. As we arrive at Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, we realize that the line is just super empty. I mean, so empty, in fact, that we walk straight onto the train, only slowing down for a second to enjoy the view. We'll take our seats in rows 2 and 3, that's the front of the train to you and me, and we're off on the wildest ride in the wilderness. Okay, that was really bad. As we get off, the kids are so excited and finally remember how much they love this ride. And with no lines right now, we opt to get right back in line and ride again. Again, this time we walk right on, but instead of the front, we've got the back of the train. Once again, the train is mostly empty, so we take our seats and we're off a second time. I have to say, first thing in the morning with no lines is wonderful for this ride. Touringplans.com definitely had this one right. That holding queue can be so hot in the middle of the day, so getting it done early is always nice. And the fact that we walked on twice in the span of 15 minutes is just awesome. If you're curious, I think the back is way more fun than the front. You kind of get pulled over the hills and through the turns faster than where in the front you get more of that hanging and pushing sensation, which with these little hills isn't nearly as exciting as on some of the bigger roller coasters. So remember, go first thing in the morning and ride in the back. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and YouTube. And this really just helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good this podcast is. Today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we get fast access to the wildest ride in the wilderness.
What do you do with the sunglasses? Are there any bins?
Are there what? What?
Are there any bins to keep your things in?
On this ride?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really. You don't need to, though. Oh, you got pockets. I think there might be a pouch in front of you. Oh, look at the gold. Oh, look, here it comes. Do you remember it now? They've got the whole train
in
the
system. Four.
Four,
come here, take rows 2 and 3. Your train just pulled in, guys.
Woohoo!
Rows 2 and 3. Come in to rows 2 and 3, guys. Your train just pulled in. Next party, come down to the top of the train. Jump right on it. 2 and 3. 2 and 2, guys. 2 and 2. 2 and 2.
See the pouch right there? You put your sunglasses and your hat right there. I did. You ready? We walk onto this. And we've got the whole train to ourselves.
Cuidados, pequeños. Muchas gracias. And partners, for your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train. And be sure to watch your kids. If any of you folks are wearing hats or glasses, remove them. Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Not fast.
Okay.
That's the big train. Ready? No, we just gotta wait for the rest of the train to go. Yeah, this is easy.
Yeah, that's, you might actually do that with Space Mountain.
I think you'd think the same thing with Space Mountain, Suze. Here you go, Mikey. Here.
When we went down super fast, I was like flying.
Yeah.
Every time we went up so far,
everybody got their hats and glasses? Y'all want to ride again and see if we can get the back this time?
Yeah. Sad thing is.
Are you okay?
Nope.
Sorry to interrupt again, guys, but I need to ask a favor. I recently discovered that the recordings I've been making over the last couple trips have been almost completely unusable because of a short in my microphones. This is where I need your help. If you've been enjoying these great memories as I have, I would love it if you would consider donating a small amount to their replacement so I can continue to bring you many more years of great audio memories. I have set up a GoFundMe page with the goal of reaching $200, which will just cover the cost of their replacement. So if you want to donate, you can go to the link from my www-memories.net website or simply go to donate.wdw-memories.net. I did mention earlier that I took microphones on my Disney cruise on the Disney Dream. Well, I decided this was just too important not to have them, so I paid for the cost of their replacement myself. So good news, I did get great audio from the trip. So for those that have donated to my replacement fund already, I'm going to be sharing some of these audio files with them, and if you would like to donate, with you as well. And then maybe someday, I'll share them with the rest of you. So if you'd like to get your hands on some of these files, please consider donating today. Now, back to our memory already in progress. Hello.
Good morning.
I love Big Thunder Mountain Train.
I
I think the back will be different. Get some water. Stick it in there. Not shoot at explosives. Well, this is where they mix in the fast pass. Keep going. Mikey, wait, all the way down. 4.
13 and 12. Go to rows 13 and 12, guys.
Can we ride towards the very... Is that the very back?
That's close near? To the back.
Okay.
13 and 12, guys.
Here, Mikey, we'll switch. We'll go the backwards.
I want to go back.
Okay. Do you want to switch? Are you okay?
Sentado y mantenga sus manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren. Cuide a sus pequeñitos. Muchas gracias.
And partners, for your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train and be sure to watch your kids. If any of you folks are wearing hats or glasses, just remove them because this here's the wildest ride.
We are going.
That's a whole different ride in the back than in the front. The front is terrible.
The back is really good. Take your sunglasses off first. We're just kind of at the mercy of where they stick us, Mikey. It's the same thing. Because the two trains mix together, Mikey. The tracks mix together. It's the exact same track. There's no difference. You just get out the left or you get out the right. That's the difference.
All right. So are you looking at your optimizer thing or are we going to just go?
What do you guys want to do?
Into that.
Bye.
Good job.